What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So?
So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, Stat or Story time every Wednesday, 9:15. Welcome back in, everybody. After the Queen of Dongs.
She thanked us. She's looking forward to doing the weekly Wednesday hit, and we'll see. Maybe next Wednesday the AirPods will be good, so she won't feel as, you know, leaning into the phone thing.
Delightful as always. Always a joy to chat with her. Do you want me to go first today? I'll go.
You seem like you want it.
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Mine usually end up sucking, so let me get mine out of the way.
Yeah, not always. You're always pretty high on yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what I got this week, okay?
Okay.
12 is your number.
12. All right.
Is it the number of years it has been since Oasis had a concert on the shores of America?
Who is Oasis?
I know they're a band. I don't know.
Can you give me a song?
You don't know Oasis? That was like in your sweet spot. Really?
That wasn't.
You don't remember
that
Wonderwall?
Huh?
You don't remember Wonderwall?
No,
Oasis
that wasn't
was like the next Beatles.
No.
I was my Wonderwall.
Said maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me.
Yeah, I know that band.
Wonderwall.
No?
Even I know that song.
Yeah, all right. 12 years. Has it been 12 years? They're now back stateside. Their band is together. They're touring worldwide again, and they just held their first concerts in the U.S. Has it been 12 years since their last show in the United States?
So had they broken up? Or
they broke up a long time ago. Oh, they were this big thing that launched, and they were the next Beatles out of Britain.
Okay.
And then they had, like, I think one album, maybe two. Smarter music people can help. And then they split up. They hated each other. They split up, and now they're back together. It's been 20 years since they've been together.
The Beatles, and I'd never heard of them.
Yes, Oasis. Or that's because they, you know, broke up pretty early. Or is it the number of players who recorded a rushing attempt for the Oregon Ducks in their opener against Montana State?
That record
recorded a rushing attempt. Had a rushing.
I know, 12 is so high.
Ran the ball.
I feel like you want me to say story because it's a stat.
Is Moore that what
had
I want?
One. We had six running backs plus more plus.
Yeah.
Well, there's two Moores, aren't they?
There's two Moores.
There's Korean War.
There's Korean War and Dante
Moore.
Did Korean War have a carry?
Dude, by the fourth quarter, that TV was on, but I was not paying attention.
How many guys came in the fourth quarter when you turned the game off?
Did anybody get sacked late? Because that counts as a rushing attempt in college.
Oh,
Sadiq,
but I feel like I did pretty good here.
No,
I'm pretty proud of myself right now. This is good. We're actually thinking.
So I saw somebody,
although not knowing Oasis, what are we doing, dude?
You named one song. I'm supposed to know a band from one song?
They were a massive deal when they came out.
That was not what I was listening to.
That obviously wasn't what I was listening to either.
Wonderwall came out in 1995.
I was graduated from college.
Were they being requested on slow jams? I mean, if they weren't, then I didn't listen to them. Now, they didn't give up a sack, I don't believe. So, I don't think...
Or if anybody scrambled and got across the line of scrimmage.
You're making me double-cross my stat. Thought here. I'm going to say stat as well. I think you want me to guess story. I'm going to guess stat.
12 players with a carry? You sure about that?
No, I'm not.
Stat.
That's a lot
stat.
Of players.
Wow.
Yeah!
Noah Whittington.
Yep.
De'Aaron Hill.
Yep.
Jordan Davison.
Yep.
Luke Moga.
Uh-huh.
Jaden Lamar.
Yep.
DeJuan Riggs. Dante Moore. Kareem Ward. Brock Thomas, Kenyon Sadiq, Mekhi Hughes, Jay Harris.
There are Riggs in there.
There was a Riggs, DeJuan Riggs, dude. Dink Riggs. They love Dink Riggs.
By the way, for people just tuning in, Kareem Ward is a joke.
Yes,
from
a joke.
Earlier reference on the show
it's
of
a joke.
De'Corian Moore.
When autocorrect on your phone happens, somebody said they were texting De'Corian Moore and their phone corrected to Kareem Ward. So.
Yeah, Oasis is back in the United States. Liam and Noel Gallagher, who hated each other for years, wanted to murder each other. They've reunited as the band Oasis.
Did they sleep with each other's wives? What happened?
I don't remember the whole thing. They just hated each other, and they were so big right out of the gate. Like, Wonderwall, you might not remember Oasis or the band. Wonderwall and Oasis in the late 90s was one of the biggest music fads for a short amount of time, and then they just disappeared off the face of the earth. And they've been one of those bands that everybody's always wondered, like, will they ever do anything? Will they ever get back together? And they finally have their back at MetLife Stadium. They sold out MetLife Stadium. The crowd looked incredible.
All right.
And Oasis is back for the first time, by the way. 16 years is how long it's been since they've had an American concert.
Do you want me to go, Swag?
Up to you.
I will go. Your number is 10. 10. Is it the ranking of the Seattle Seahawks passing offense, according to PFF, in 2024?
So last year.
Yep. Or is it the amount Disney will have to pay to the Federal Trade Commission to settle a lawsuit alleging it allowed personal data to be collected on kids under the age of 13?
Disney?
10 what? Million? Billion?
Million.
Okay.
Billion would be like historic of a fine.
10 million seems...
10 million is chump change, so I'm going to go
pretty
stat.
Short.
For Disney, $10 million ranked? Is chump change for Disney.
The federal lawsuit was Disney gave the personal data of kids they collected on stream under the age of 13.
Just the overall passing offense, not like one individual, just overall passing, everything encompassing?
I mean, they had one quarterback, but the passing offense of the Seattle Seahawks in 2024.
I'm going to use Sprague logic here. I feel like you want me to say stat, but I'm going to go story.
Stat.
Okay, we'll go in order here. Dirt.
Hit me with it, baby.
Swag. Seahawks ranked ninth? PFF's passing attack.
I would have used dirt logic and gone the other way.
Yeah.
It's at 13.
Worse, right?
14, somewhere middle of the pack.
Which is very interesting. The narrative of Geno Smith
was
last
efficient.
Year.
He was always efficient. It was just never dynamic.
Yeah. Well, will that be improved, the same, or regress under Sammy D?
Great.
See. No, this one is disturbing on many levels, and because of your reaction, I'm going to say nobody had heard of this.
No, not at all.
A complaint was filed to the Federal Trade Commission that Disney failed to properly label videos that it uploaded to YouTube as made for kids, and in it ended up selling off personal data of children under the age of 13, which violates the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, or COPPA, as it's known on the streets.
Yikes, man.
And in it, had to agree to pay $10 million for the federal lawsuit.
Seems like it should be more than that.
Google, the parent company of YouTube, agreed to pay $170 million in a similar settlement in 2019. So your children's data is gone.
Yeah. Yep. Nice. That's cool.
There you go.
That's encouraging.
You know, keep giving our kids the iPads. We're doing a stellar bang-up job.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your final number is 5.8. 5.8. Is it the per carry yard average of one Saquon Barkley last season?
Nah, it was all Jalen Hurts.
For the Philadelphia Eagles in his 2,000-yard season.
Fly, Eagle, fly.
Or is it the length in inches from leg tip to leg tip of the Oregon giant house spider that is seen coming out of cellars and basements and where they normally house because it is their mating season and it is quickly ending for the year.
So from the leg body to
the
tip of the back leg
to the tip of the front leg.
Oh, and this is everywhere in Oregon. Where is this happening? I'm going to get to the story. Just give me.
These are common. These are common spiders to our particular region of the world.
I'm going stat.
And
I go
normally,
stat. He had a great year. He rushed for 2,000 yards. This is a stat. There's no way a spider that's common is 5.8 inches long.
Big
of
ass
leg.
Spider, dude.
I refuse to believe it.
You said the same thing?
Yeah, stat. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, Saquon in his 2,000-yard season. 5.8 yards per carry, averaged 125.3 a game, playing in 16 games to get to 2,005 yards.
Okay, so this spider, how big are we talking here?
Okay, so, yes, this is giant house spiders aren't rare. They're one of a more a dozen species you might see indoors. But they are up to 4.7 inches from leg tip to leg tip, about the size of the palm of your hand. Females have larger bodies. Males have longer legs. They have 8 eyes of equal size stacked in 2 rows with hundreds of visual cells.
Now, what is this spider called?
It is called the... Let me get
it. I need a Google image to see if I've seen anything remotely.
This is from the Oregonian.
Yeah, queasy.
It is the... Where?
Spider scare you guy?
Spiders, the giant house spider.
Giant. Yeah, that's a great name.
So
spiders are number one on my list.
Really?
Of like,
although
dude.
Their bite is venomous, it's not powerful enough to affect humans.
Oh, I've seen these things. I don't know if I would say it's... How many inches did you say?
They can get up to 4.7 inches from leg tip to leg tip.
Don't think I've seen one that close to that
and
size.
And they're pretty quick, too.
They are. I've caught a million of these things. I'm a catch and release guy. I don't like to kill spiders. And then I read a story that 70%+ of the spiders in your house that you release end up dying because they cannot sustain and live outside.
And so they say, normally, most of the year...
If I see one in the house, it's dead within 2 seconds.
They stay down in basements or they're stay, you know, crawl spaces where it's dark and cool and cold. But during mating season from July to September, they come out to try to make more.
A couple weeks ago, I had a
feeling.
But
they said they're good because they eat other bugs. So if
they're
you
great.
Find one, they are getting all the other flies and bugs and all the other stuff.
They want nothing to do with you. You just caught them. They're in there to eat all the bugs you don't want in your house. You just hate the way they look.
I do. Yeah, they terrify me.
I had a couple weeks ago, I had a like a weird dream, and it was ended by a feeling. And it was an uncomfortable feeling where I woke up and I opened my blanket because I could have swore I had something on my leg.
And a day later, a bite mark showed up. It was a spider.
Burning the sheets.
Never. Really?
Burn them down. Throw them in gasoline.
So it says, up until 1987, they were considered the fastest spider in the world by Guinness Book of World Records at about 1.5 feet per second.
The jumping spiders are the ones that
annoy
me. They don't bother me. They annoy me.
Dude, there is nothing that makes me internally panic more than the feeling of walking around outside and not paying attention and walking like headfirst into a spider web.
Oh, you're
if you see me, you're... I am like, if the neighbors saw me do that, they're like, what the hell's wrong with that guy? Yeah. Losing my mind in my backyard.
I'm just more annoyed. I'm like, damn it.
I start screaming and flipping around.
So like the opening of Indiana Jones.
Dude, I can't do it. Spider stuff, I cannot
do.
The
spiders or the snakes?
Cannot do it. Snakes are fine. I have no issue with snakes, dude. Snakes are fine for me.
You throw me in that pit.
I'll hold a snake, wrap one around my arm, go to the zoo. Like, I got no issues with
snakes.
That is
insane.
Spiders, I cannot do. The legs, the eyes.
Yeah, how do snakes move?
Doesn't matter.
It does matter. They're serpents. They're
I'm not going
devils.
In the woods. They're not
going
to get me. There's spiders in my house, man.
You're more likely to die from a
snake. These bastards are coming for me. They're 5 inches big. I've been told that's really big.
Sinners of your wife. Team player. Queen of Dongs.
There you go. So watch out for the giant house spiders.
Yeah, you're the spiders, mine's the snake.
Yeah.
What do you think the most common one is between us?
Oh, we could put up. I put, who, do you know who Oasis is the first Statter Story poll question? Do you want me to do a what's more scary?
To be fair, context of that, but I know who they are. You know what I mean?
Swag, I'd never heard of them before.
That kind
of
surprised
And then he used
me.
I graduated college as if you don't listen to new music when you're 22.
That was pretty wild.
Do you not listen to, have you not learned a new artist in the last 30 years?
Yeah.
So you just posted that poll question?
I did, yeah. I put it up.
I'll give it a second.
That was not my genre of music.
Okay.
You have the one genre you listen to?
What are your
to?
Genres of music?
They're
polka.
You like crooning white guys and Janet Jackson and
jazz, high school band music?
You like rock music? Do you like pop?
Yeah, hair band stuff. Old school hip hop.
Okay.
Like,
I mean, Oasis
was
like.
Can you give me old school hip-hop?
Like just pop music.
Like
BBD. Like Belle Biv DeVoe.
I'm putting out, what's more scary? Is that the best way to phrase it?
Are you more scared of?
What are you more scared of?
Okay. Because it's not even, I will be the spider catcher in any house I'm in if you ask me to be.
Yes, if you're ever in my house, I will have you. If I see a spider, I make my wife kill them sometimes.
See, I don't kill them. I will say, give me a Tupperware. I'll trap them, release them.
Dude, it's got to crawl on your finger. What if it gets loose?
Nah.
Bites it. Now you're Spider-Man.
Rub it off, dude. They're spiders. They're tiny.
What are you more scared of?
Snakes are just like, how do they move?
I'm a snake.
It bothers me.
I'm a snake.
Look at them run with no legs. It's ridiculous.
All questions are up. Do you know
what? The colors of their backs are like, oh, don't worry, Sprague. That's a red racer. Yeah, red racer to death.
You freaking out to the gardener snake at whatever golf course that was?
Merriweather.
Merriweather.
When you freaked out that way, that's me seeing a spider on my counter. You start running the other way. That's me seeing a spider in my kitchen and contemplating moving. All right, let's reset here, okay? Let's take a quick breather.
Oh, we got animal facts coming up here on a FUP date.
We got a FUP date coming up. We're not quite done yet. We're powering to the finish. What is the more scary animal? And have you ever heard of Oasis? Do you know who Oasis is? Poll questions are up. Go vote. A couple more NFL thoughts next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.